My name is Amelia, and this is the Little Listener's Library. I have a book today called Today I'm Strong by Nadia Hussein and Ella Bailey. So, are we ready to listen? Let's go. I love to go to school. Well, most days I do. There are some days when what I really want is to stay at home with you. Because I can tell you everything, and I know you listen, even when you don't say a word. I love to go to school. I do. Mrs. Reed smiles when I get there early, and I run with Lucas and Muna through the clanging gates. I love to go to school. I do. In class, we write about our favourite things, and I tell my friends all about you. I love to go to school. I really do. I wait for the bell at the end of every class, so I can race for the door and run out into the playground. Faster than fast, and up nearly to the top of the climbing frame. But some days I don't like it so much. Some days I just don't want to go. And that's when I don't say a word. My voice just disappears. Because some days school feels sad. Sometimes I can feel Molly staring at me. Sometimes Molly laughs at my stories, but not in a good way. Sometimes she stands in front of me, blocking my way, and I don't feel like going on the climbing frame. And sometimes Molly says, "That cake is mine. You've got enough." That's when I can't find my voice. That's when I want to hide. I like going to school. Most days I do. But not always. But today, something wonderful happened. When Molly was mean, I thought of you. And then I knew exactly what to do. Molly shouldn't block my way, or stop me from playing, or take my food. It's not okay to be mean, to make faces, to hold on too tight, to say words that hurt. I love to go to school, and today I found my voice. You showed that it was hiding inside of me all the time. I walked past Molly. When she laughed, I didn't even look. At break time, I walked past Molly's blocking arms. Today, I'm going to the top of the climbing frame, I told her. And soon, I'm going to be on top of the world. Maybe not today, but someday, very soon, like tomorrow. The end. I think this is a brilliant story about a time when we have to be extra brave. I wonder if you can think of a time you have felt upset and you have had to be extra brave. It might be a time you've fallen over and hurt yourself, or a time where somebody wasn't very nice to you and you've had to tell a grown-up. It's really brave and very important to ask for help when you need it. See if you can tell a grown-up about a time when you felt sad and you had to be really brave. And I'm sure they will be really proud of what you did. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you again soon.